Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today, I was thinking about the things that have been game changers in my life. And I'm sure you have in yours moments that you can look at, that you look back on and you go, wow, that was a game changer. Everything was different after than before. Now, some of them I can attribute to sort of external events. When my dad was killed in a car accident, that was a game changer in my life. Everything was different after than before. When Nina and I got together, my wife of, well, girlfriend, wife of 32 years, something like that, that was a game changer. That everything was different after than before. But a lot of game changers are internal. A lot of game changers are insight, where we see something that fundamentally changes everything. And I've talked at length about my first insight into mental health, and there's a couple of podcasts about that. But one of the most profound game-changing experiences that I had was not initially about me at all, in the sense that I was working with a mentor, and I had been coaching someone who was terrified of death. And nothing that I tried in my outside in, well, let's check your will and let's check your insurance and let's check any other reason why you might be, any unfinished conversations that could make you scared of death. And we cleaned everything up in his world, and he still couldn't sleep for thinking about death. And I had just begun learning about these principles. I had just begun understanding the thought-created nature of our personal realities. And I didn't really know what to do, but the only thing that occurred to me to say to the guy was, well, when you don't think about death, are you okay? And he was like, I don't know. I never don't think about death. He said, but and so I just said to him, look, try it, you know, for the next week before I see him again. You know, for the next week, try not thinking about death and see how it goes. Now, I felt like an idiot for saying that. Right, that felt like the Bugs Bunny cartoon where Daffy Duck is going through some kind of hell in his life, and Bugs Bunny says, "Oh, I hate to see him suffer," and then pulls down the window blind so he doesn't have to see him suffer. It felt a bit like that, but the funny thing is, it was the first thing that we'd done together that moved the needle. He said, "You know what? That was the best week I've had in a very long time. I slept." But I wasn't satisfied with it. I thought the sum total of the wisdom of the ages that I'm studying and sharing can't be, don't think about it. And so I went to a mentor and I shared the story with her. And I said to her, well, like, what would you have said? And she said, well, I probably would have told him he didn't have to think about it. And I was like, yeah, that's what I said. And I kind of went off, I wrote it down in my notebook, and I went off for lunch. And then I came back from lunch, and I'd built up a head of steam. And I was like, that's not good enough. And she's like, what are you talking about? And I said, just telling somebody they don't have to think about it, you know, that's not a real answer. And she said, well, but I didn't say that. And I said, yes, you did. I wrote it down. And she laughed. And she said, well, that's cool that you wrote it down, but it's not what I said. And I said, what did you say? And she said, if I was dealing with somebody and they were really suffering from thinking about things, I would probably tell them, you don't have to think that. Now, I don't know why that particular formulation of words at that particular time smacked me between the eyes. I mean, it's only one word different from what I said, which is, well, you don't have to think about it. But somehow I saw in that moment of hearing, you don't have to think that, that we don't have to think anything about anything. That all our thoughts are arbitrary. Now, for me, I went quiet, like dumb quiet. And I started to see this vision in my head of all of my reality melting like a Salvador Dali painting into this kind of river of energy and color. And all these things that I thought were solid became fluid. All these things that I had thought were just true. I'm this kind of person and I'm not that kind of person, and the world is like this and the world's not like that. I saw in that moment that they were all made up, that I didn't have to think that. And if I didn't think that, it wouldn't be. I wouldn't live in that world. And in fact, in my sort of mental hallucination, when everything melted into the river, there were three giant boulders in the stream, islands in the stream, that were left behind. And one was mind, this incredible intelligence behind life. And one was consciousness, this capacity to experience anything we think. And then one was thought, not any particular thought, but the creative possibility of thought, the creative potential of thought, the capacity to think anything. Now, I've shared this story with, I don't know because it's in books, but certainly thousands of people over the course of my career since it happened about 10 years ago. And I would say I get one of three reactions. And if you're having one of these three reactions, just know they're the three pretty normal reactions. One is, what the hell are you talking about? Fair enough. The second is, oh, well, yeah, that's a really cool concept. But then every now and again, somebody hears it the way that I heard it. They see something about the arbitrary made-up nature of their personal reality. The grip loosens on the reins of the of whatever it is we're riding in this life. And things get a lot easier. And you start to feel a lot more of the freedom that's at the heart of who we are. And if you're caught up in anything around this or about this, all I would say is, you don't have to think that. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.